can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
You are listening to the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Review Podcast with Keith and Mariano. Oops. Mariano and Keith. Yeah, Jordan could not make it today. He's out there in the outside lands doing the whole concert rock and roll thing in San Francisco, having fun. So have fun, Mr. Jordan. And yeah, today we have a great show for you. We're going to go over, review Jason Bourne's new movie. Matt Damon is back as Jason Bourne.
And yes. So is the original director.
Yes, Paul Greengrass.
Right.
And we got Bad Moms for you with Mila Kunis.
Oh, Christina Applegate.
Yes, you got to put me on. Yes. And Jada Pinkett Smith and Kristen Bell. Yeah, it's going to be, I'm looking forward to this podcast. Most definitely. So we will start. Should we probably start with Bad Moms?
Mm-hmm. Okay. I would think so.
All right. Yeah, let's start with Bad Moms. We can definitely do that. So Bad Moms is a comedy that stars Mila Kunis, Catherine Hahn, Kristen Bell. Yeah. And it's what happens when a working class mother just gets burnt out. Mm-hmm. She's just burnt out, just too much work, just too much pressure trying to get everything done for the kids. You know, she just has a breaking point, and she winds up inspiring other moms to be rebellious too and spend time with themselves, having fun. Mila Kunis plays Amy, Catherine Hahn is Carla, and Kristen Bell is Kiki. But before we go further with that, the director of this film is Scott Moore, and
There were two directors to this film, I believe. There were two writers.
Thank you.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, Scott Moore and John Lucas.
Yes.
Thank you. Yep, see? Mariano, saving the day. And so he's directed, so two directors for Bad Moms, which is interesting because you usually only get two directors for animated movies.
Yeah, like a Disney movie.
So, but not for a comedy. So that was kind of interesting. Let's see. Scott Moore has also directed Mixology, a TV series, one episode, mm-hmm. and 21 and Over. And John Lucas has the other, the co-director, did the same thing. So they like working together, apparently.
You know what they did together?
What?
The first Hangover.
Ah.
Oh, yeah.
Were they writers on that?
Yep.
I think, yeah, okay. Mm-hmm. See, look at you. Thank you.
And they worked together uncredited on Wedding Crashers.
I did not know that. Yeah. See what happens when you listen to the Golden State Movie podcast review?
Your life just gets better exponentially.
Right? Yeah. There you go. So thank you. All right, Mariano. All right, that's what I'm talking about. So, those are some good tidbits. So getting back to the plot, Mila Kunis is Amy, the struggling working class mom who's married, and Catherine Hahn is Carla, she's the single mom mm-hmm. who's very outlandish.
Very ready to mingle.
Yes. ready to mingle. Exactly. And Kristen Bell is Kiki. She's kind of like...
I love Kristen Bell.
I know. She was the swamped, housewife mom who's just in over her head and underappreciated. Christina Applegate plays Gwendolyn, who's the head of the PTA, and she's just like a Stepford wife. She is just... kind of mean.
Yeah.
And Jada Pinkett plays her girlfriend, Stacy, who's one of her colleagues, who's just like one of her evil minions. And Annie Mamolo, that's what I said, plays Vicky, who's another colleague of Christina Applegate's, Gwendolyn's character. And it just goes from here. It's just what I got to tell you about this film, man. I loved it. I loved it.
I loved it too, actually.
Oh, man. It was so much funnier than I thought it was going to be. I was cracking up.
You know, can I say that I didn't think I was going to love it because I do think that in comedies or romantic comedies,
right?
There's kind of a point lately where there's too much funny and you're like, okay, we get it. Like, I like when the circumstances are funny, but I don't like when these people are unnaturally witty.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like a sitcom.
Uh-huh.
Like they just throw banger after banger of joke, and I'm like, okay, nobody's that funny. It's almost getting weird. But this movie was like appropriately funny, and everybody in it is so good. Kristen Bell, I love just in and of herself. Mila Kunis, duh. You know,
yeah.
Remember that 70s show?
Oh, yeah.
And Christina Applegate, oh, I loved her since Married with Children.
You and a lot of young men.
But me more.
Myself included. So, okay. Yeah, we all loved her. Yeah, that was a great show. But, yeah, I'm glad she's still here doing her thing.
Yeah. One of my favorite movies of hers was Can't. No, I'm sorry. Not Can't Hardly Wait. It was The Sweetest Thing.
I saw that, but I have to watch it again because I can't remember it right now.
That's okay. That's like my aunt's all-time favorite.
Really?
I think I stole her DVD one time, and she had to buy another one.
That's cute. That's So your commitment was real to Christina Applegate. Yeah. There you go. Yeah, everyone did a great job. The acting was top-notch. The direction was great. This film was so much fun. They had me. It's rare where I watch a comedy that has me really laughing out loud.
Me too.
In the theater. They had me dying. And I got to say it, too. Catherine Hahn, who plays Carla.
That girl.
She stole the show, man.
Yeah.
She was so good.
You're not the only one that feels that way, either.
Oh, man. She was so good. She was adorable. When they when they go grocery shopping, that's all we're going to say. That was beautiful.
That's a popular opinion. Because, I look up like other people's reviews. And,
right.
And
But they do not influence ours.
No. Well, to be clear, I watch the movie first.
Right.
Then kind of formulate my idea.
Right.
I look up the other reviews. And, like, more often than not, I not end up disagreeing, but it doesn't, like, really, like, sway one way or the other. Because I figure we're not here to listen to theirs. But just...
There it is.
Just so that the listeners are aware.
Uh-huh.
Just about everyone else thought Catherine Hahn was the funniest or stole the show. Or,
oh, man. She was amazing.
Yeah.
She's so cute. She had me cracking up. She was amazing.
What do you feel about this? I think her and Kristen Bell together were really good. Because Kristen Bell's so...
All three of them had great chemistry.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that was excellent casting. Kristen Bell was hilarious. Everything was... Yeah, the dialogue in this was really good when they were talking about the circumcised penis.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's in the trailer. Well, part of it is. You get more in the movie, and that was so funny. I was cracking up. Yeah, it was. It's a good. I mean, because the directors let you in on, like,
tidbits.
Of women talking. Yeah. And what women might talk about when
you're
not
around.
Don't you
love that? Don't you love movies where it kind of exposes what women would talk about?
Yeah. So I thought that was really cool that we got a chance to be in the bathroom and hear what they're talking about. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
So that was cool. So yeah, they did a good job with that. But yeah, it was very funny. It was a good show. I mean, there are overall themes in it too about taking work seriously but not too seriously, making sure that your kids are well-adjusted people, and that they're good, kind people. So you get those things in this film.
The ones that I got from this, which I really enjoyed, were be you.
Yes.
And don't be too worried about details that may not necessarily matter.
Oh, and excuse me. They were talking about the uncircumcised penis, not circumcised penis.
I was going to say, I thought it was funny. Like,
yeah,
that
uncircumcised penis.
That whole thing you said to me sounded like a joke just now because you were like, uncircumcised penis, some of it's in the trailer. Well, part of it is. And I'm like,
that's even funny. I didn't think about that. You're right. Wasn't even trying, man. When I don't try, they laugh, man. When I try, crickets. I'm telling you. So you already know. But yeah, what you were saying, though, about the theme again, about.
What I took from the theme, number one, I love the fact that you finally see Christina Applegate as a bad, like, technically the
villain.
Antagonist. Yeah.
The villain, yeah.
But,
yeah.
The
antagonist, yeah.
Because I don't even know if she's a villain, but she's just against the main people, and I like that.
Yeah.
She does a good job in that role.
Yes.
She's such a hot mom. But,
you're funny.
The overall theme that I really enjoyed from this movie was do things in your own way because they tend to come out better. Because they fall in kind of natural sync with you.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it's also about being appreciated, too. So for who you are.
Because
Mila Kunis' character, Amy, wasn't feeling appreciated on more than one front. That's all we'll say.
No, I agree. I won't say anymore, but can I also say that I do see where you're coming from? I kind of gleaned a variation of that.
Mm-hmm.
Learn to appreciate yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, that's probably the biggest theme that in this film. Learn to appreciate yourself and basically stop and smell the roses. You don't really get that when you watch the film.
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
Yeah, yeah, but that's what it boils down to when you watch this film is that it's really about, you know, stopping to smell the roses, appreciating what you have in your life,
and be a bad mom because it rules.
Yeah, it really does. But on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give the film?
9.
I'm gonna have to give it a 9 as well. Yeah. I really enjoyed it. It was awesome.
I'm pushing even maybe like 9.25 because comedies to me lately have tried too hard. That's the, you know. But,
oh yeah.
But
man.
This one though,
Didn't have to.
Yeah, this one didn't have to. They were it just was, worked. It was like Mike and Dave. Some of it, you know, like, do you remember the what's?
Oh, I enjoyed it, but yeah. But some of it was a little over the top.
You're right.
Bad Moms didn't have to really go over the top. It was
exactly.
just funny.
Right. It was.
Yeah,
it
that's
just
the
worked.
Difference. Yeah, I agree.
So to me, it was right up there.
Okay. Well, up next will be Jason Bourne, and we'll get to that after this break. So stick around. We'll be back.
Or will we?
Ha.
Do you want to be healthier, yet you just don't know what to do? All these shows telling you this and that, but nothing seems to work. Well, listen close. Golden State Media Concepts has got something great for you. The health and wellness podcast dedicated to workout trends, healthy eating habits, diet, and everything about healthy living. Join us in our banters as we help you not just live life to the fullest, but live it to the healthiest.
Hey everyone, thanks again for listening to the GSMC Movie Review Podcast. I can't tell you who I am because we are spies and we are reviewing Jason Bourne, the latest movie with Matt Damon. And before I get into it, I know Captain Keith has a few tidbits of information.
Yes. So Matt Damon is finally back as Jason Bourne. We've been waiting for that for a long time. We're real excited. The film is produced by Paul Greengrass, the original director of the Jason Bourne films.
Yeah.
So, you know, it was like having family back. So that's good. Yeah, so Paul Greengrass, great director. I mean, this guy, he also directed Captain Phillips with Tom Hanks and United 93. So he's been doing his thing for a while. He's let's see.
What do you think about, because I know a lot of people don't consider the Bourne movie with Jeremy Renner to be like part of
the Bourne legacy?
Yeah.
I mean, it's a part of it. And Jeremy Renner's a great actor.
He is.
I just wish they wouldn't have made that film.
Yeah.
Because Matt Damon, to me, is Jason Bourne.
Right.
And then when he finishes being Jason Bourne, whenever that is, then you get a new, young Jason Bourne.
Right.
I want him to be what James Bond is to Great Britain. Mm-hmm. Jason Bourne is to America. People forget, James Bond is written by Ian Fleming based off of his books.
Right.
Jason Bourne is based off of books. So, and I will let you know the name of the author of those books in a moment. So,
and one thing I liked about these movies, because, you know, lately it seems really easy to kind of make them like over the top unrealistic. The Jason Bourne movies somehow tend to be a little more grounded, a little more gritty than that.
Right. They're written by Robert Ludlum.
Right.
He wrote these books. They are grittier.
Do you know what I mean, though? Like, nothing. I mean, I know it's a movie, and so it's still like outlandish, but nothing seems that impossible. So it for me, it makes it easier to get into it. Like, I love a fight scene that's much more realistic than, you know, than like them in those like older. The Crouching Tiger movies where you can hit someone with like two fingers and they fly. Like, you know, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, but I like having gadgets. I do. And I feel like a complaint I would have with the James Bond films lately is there are not enough gadgets. I don't care for the supervillains.
Yeah.
You know, it's just not, it's not my Bond. But, you know, we digress. But Jason Bourne, great movie, great return to form for Matt Damon. Basically, Jason Bourne has been underground, undercover. He's still Jason Bourne, but he, you know, he's not making he's making a living, but not in the regular 9-to-5 way.
Right.
Very off the grid. And he's been trying to stay that way. And then, you know, basically one of his last remaining friends winds up reaching out to him, who's played by Julia Stiles.
I love that they keep her throughout the movies, too.
Yeah. So that was cool to see her. And let me tell you what her character's name is. Nikki.
And I love that they put Tommy Lee Jones in this one.
Yeah. Well, he's been consistent throughout most of them, I think. So.
But, I mean, you know how, like, I hate when they change up or just don't add someone. Because it's been kind of a while since the last Matt Damon one, you know?
Right. So, Nikki's been working for this WikiLeaks kind of guy. And, you know, trying to obtain government information so she can leak it to the masses. And she stumbles upon some stuff pertaining to Jason. And she tries to, you know, so she reaches out to Jason, and the whole ball starts all over again. The one thing that's cool about the Jason Bourne movies and the story about, you know, this secret agent that differs from, like, James Bond is that he seems to be always going up against his own government.
Right.
Whereas James Bond is always on a mission for his government. Jason Bourne, we do know, has done missions in the past for his government, but now he keeps – it's like he's in a – like a government mafia type of situation. Like, just when I get out, you pull me right back in. You know, he keeps trying to just be left alone. He wants to know the truth, and he wants to be left alone at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to be like a real ordeal for him. And every time we see that in these movies, it's just very real. I enjoy the choreography. I enjoy the fights. I enjoy all of it.
That's what I meant. Is it has a weird sense of like realism to it, you know?
Yes.
Considering it's an action movie, but
yes,
it's never like over the top.
No, I agree with you, and there were some good twists in this film I didn't see coming. The plot in this one might be my favorite one, you know, because, I mean, I liked all the ones that he's done, but just because, so Jason Bourne has his memory, so that's not the issue in this film.
Right.
But he finds out that there was more to it, even though he has his memory.
Right, yeah.
You hear that in the trailer. And when you watch the movie, you're like, wow, there really was more to this that we didn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
And it got deep. It got really deep. And then at the end of the day, now the one thing, at the end of the day, it's just like, he reminds me of Tupac. It's like me against the world.
When you said that, that's what I was thinking too.
So it's like, Jason Bourne is like, it's me against the world. I mean, that's what's going on. And it's not by his choice. It just seems to always kind of happen to him.
Right. But you know, my favorite thing about it, though, is not the fact that it's him against the world. It's the fact that while it's him against the world, he's never too, like, hurt and keeps his head down. And he's never too James Bondy where, you know, he can fall 40 floors and, like, just kind of get up and dust off his blazer and just, you know, calmly walk to his beautiful Aston Martin that somehow stayed clean the whole time. You know, it's little like snippets of reality that just really draw me into the movie.
That's an excellent point. That actually, this franchise is much more realistic.
Exactly,
in that sense.
Because
it's
not
as glamorous and it's hard and gritty.
Exactly, see, and, yes. And I know that in movies you're supposed to kind of allow for some unrealistic like disbelief, but if there's too much, it ruins it. At least for me.
It can.
Right?
Yeah. When you have to spend too much disbelief, when it gets, when the disbelief gets that huge.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It starts to rub you the wrong way.
Yeah, I agree. But no, he was born for this role. Pun intended, I guess. Yeah. It's good to have him back. He looks good. He's older.
He's in good shape, too.
Yeah, he's in great shape, much more seasoned. And yeah, it's just a man of small words. And, you know, And you just get the feeling that he's still just trying to live his life. He's just trying to live, you know. And yeah, so it's definitely worth watching. You know, it was worth waiting for. On a scale of 1 to 10, I give it like a 9, maybe even a 10.
I will go with a 9. Yes, 9.
Yeah, I'm gonna give it a 9. I'm not gonna give it a 10. I'm gonna give it a 9.
I'll only give it, as far as action movies, I give it a 10 because I can't think of one.
Oh, yeah.
I can't think of one that for one reason or another is.
The direction is superior.
Exactly.
It's superior. It's just. But it takes, that took a long time to make. It had to. A lot of work was put in that movie.
And the only reason it gets a 9 overall is because other movies have made me feel so much more.
Right.
You know?
Right. Definitely. So, but yeah, so. Yeah, Jason Bourne, Matt Damon, Paul Greengrass, it's all love.
Yeah, it was terrible. Don't watch it. I'm kidding. It was really
good.
Keep
it coming. Yeah. Bring us some more. We want more. We want more.
Yep.
So, I'm like in. I said, and then, you know, when he gets to a point where he doesn't want to do them anymore.
Yeah, then cast me, and then it'll be great.
Cast the new Jason Bourne. That's all. Don't give us somebody who's not Jason Bourne. We'll take a whole new young person to be Jason Bourne. Let Matt Damon be the Sean Connery of the Jason Bourne franchise.
Exactly. And the new person's name is Mariano.
See, you already got somebody advertised. I mean, already waiting for a bid, waiting for his run.
I'm first in line. Isn't that how it goes?
Yeah, you and Idris Elba, right? You're both in shape, so there it is.
I can, like, fight him for it.
Right? That'd be interesting.
Not really. It'll be quick.
Probably.
Yeah.
But, hey, we have we'll be doing our wrap-up after this break. So stick around, and we'll talk some more about Bad Moms and Jason Bourne. All right.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be, visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Bueller.
Bueller.
Bueller. Fry.
I hated that teacher. I hate him still.
Ben Stein's money. But yes, welcome back. This is Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with
Mariano.
And I believe I'm Captain Keith. That's so right. Yes.
Wait. Oh, yeah. Okay.
And Jordan is out and about enjoying the outside lands, having fun doing the concert rock and roll thing. So you'll see him again next week sometime, I believe. But until then, we're holding down the fort. We've been reviewing the new Jason Bourne film with Matt Damon and Julia Stiles and Tommy Lee Jones and Bad Moms. Yes, with Mila Kunis, Catherine Hahn, and Kristen Bell, Christina Applegate, and Jada Pinkett Smith, and the list goes on.
Christina Applegate.
You got to put me on.
Yeah, say her name again, almost slower.
Yes. So we were just talking about Jason Bourne and how we both recommend the movie. We recommend both movies actually, but
yeah.
Getting back to Jason Bourne and just a great franchise. Like I said, glad it's here. Mariana and I were talking during the break because, like I said, whenever I think of Jason Bourne, to me it's like America's only competition against James Bond. So
I guess John McClane could be argued a diehard.
Oh.
But,
yeah. Oh, and then there's Jack Ryan.
Yeah.
So, which was Harrison Ford.
I mean, let me be clear. Jason Bourne is like, you know, he's a starter.
Oh, yeah.
But,
definitely.
I feel like first, you know, sub would
yeah,
be.
Yeah, but you, yeah, Jack McClane is like, that's over, bro. That's retired, man. That franchise is gone, dude.
Well, so, okay. Fine. Well, yeah, then Jason Bourne. Yeah. Okay.
So, yeah.
But and, what we were talking about, though, was
yes.
If they were to, you know, kind of reboot the Jason Bourne movies.
Without Matt Damon?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if for some reason I wasn't available, they would choose.
Who's you know, that? Idris Elba?
Yeah, Idris Elba.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be good. I'd yeah. like him. What were we saying? I'd like him better in that than I would as the new James Bond.
That's what you were saying. Yeah. Controversial. Look at you.
I don't know. Well, I mean,
I love it. Bring it on. I'm listening.
Well, it's the better movie, and he's a good actor. And I think he already kind of has that like natural sense of class, which is what I like.
Uh-huh.
So I would hate for them to overdo it.
Are you ready for this? Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I feel like we're in the stadium at halftime. Dun, dun, dun. Matt Damon recently stated that he believes that Idris Elba should play James Bond. He publicly said that.
What does he know?
Well, no, I think it's cool that Jason Bourne's endorsing,
yeah,
you know, Idris Elba to be his competitor.
Funny fact, did you know Matt Damon is actually a genius, I believe, like, IQ-wise? Yeah,
I believe I heard he had a high IQ. Definitely. I think I did hear about that. Well, you know, he's also an Academy Award winner because he did Good Will Hunting with Ben Affleck. So, you know, they've been doing their thing for a while. So, yeah. So we definitely recommend that film for everybody. If you like good action film, you like the Jason Bourne series or franchise, go for it. You won't be disappointed.
Seriously.
It goes from beginning to end. It doesn't disappoint at all. It keeps on going. And, you know, he proves that we still live in a kind of cold, suspicious world.
Come home and punch your mother.
No, don't do that.
Unless you really want to.
No, stop it.
Okay. Don't do that.
But yeah, so excellent film. It was good to see him and Paul Greengrass get back together and work again. Good to see Julia Stiles, Tommy Lee Jones, everybody get back and do what they do. So we're looking forward to seeing the sequel to that. You know, keep that franchise going for as long as you can.
Yeah.
And Bad Moms, wow. Mila Kunis, you pulled it off. When I saw the trailer, I was like, man, I don't know if I want to see this. And then I saw the movie, and I was like, man, this is awesome.
Me too.
So you got me good. You got me good. Yeah.
I think a great headline for that would be like, Bad Moms, good movie.
Bam.
Maybe even like Bad Moms, great movie.
I love that. There it is. Yeah. If you guys are looking for something to make you feel good, to cheer you up, to make you laugh, go see Bad Moms. Do not miss that film. It's an excellent film. The whole cast was great. Mila Kunis, Kristen Bell, Katherine Hahn, they all have great chemistry together. It was Christina Applegate. Everyone played their roles properly.
Would you agree that both of these movies are two of those weird ones where there almost are no weak points?
Yes.
Isn't that cool?
Yeah. And it hasn't happened before us really in a while.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So, and on the island test, man, I'm sorry. If I was on the island, I got to keep them. I'm not going to choose.
If
we had to choose, yeah, on the island.
Okay.
What would you choose?
If we had to choose, I would choose.
On the island by yourself. Mm-hmm.
Jason Bourne.
Really?
Yeah, because it's more kind of get up and go. And if I'm alone on an island, I feel like that would be more beneficial to me. Than Bad Moms.
Yeah, Bad Moms will make you laugh, and then you're going to...
But I wonder how often can you watch that until it's no longer funny? Like,
well,
not that it's not a good movie, but...
And you're right, it is a good movie. So, on the island, I don't know, man. Let's see. Jason Bourne is... that would get you up. That would be a good up and go. I don't know. I think I might pick Bad Moms, though.
Okay.
So I can laugh.
Okay.
But yeah, but at the end of the day, they're both worth having and watching. So yeah, so
there's definitely. There's no loser there. Like if no matter what you choose, there's no bad option.
No, not at all. So the only way that could go downhill is if you made a sequel to it. So just don't do that.
Mm.
Just leave it the way it is. If it ain't broke, don't fix it. Mm. In regards to Bad Moms, it's fine just the way it was.
Yeah, I don't know because it was written by the guys who did the first Hangover. The Hangover 2 wasn't as good. But I don't believe it was written by the same guys, though. So I think you might be right there. Well, I think also, too, Bad Moms is just one of those movies that doesn't need a sequel.
Exactly.
You know, like, there was nothing, you know.
Right. It was just good the way it was.
Right. We get it. Like, what else? How much worse can the moms, you know?
Right. So, yeah. So, yeah, that one was just fine. But, yeah, definitely Jason Bourne. I'm looking forward to seeing where they go next with it. Now, and I might have to actually pick up those books now, man. Because I never read those books by Robert Ludlum, so I'm kind of curious to see, you know, how much more detail the books go. Because just when you thought that there might not be any more twists and turns with his background,
mm-hmm.
Well, we were wrong.
Well, I mean, he is a spy, so it makes sense that we didn't know.
Yes.
Yeah, good movie.
Yeah,
two good movies.
Definitely. So, yeah, so pick those up, check them out. So.
Own them both, actually. They were both really good movies.
Oh, yeah.
Those are worth it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Oh, yeah, so our next podcast, we're going to be talking about the new movie Nerve, starring Emma Roberts and Dave Franco,
mm-hmm.
Which is...
James Franco's little brother.
Yes. And the new movie on DVD release, it is Miles Davis's Miles Ahead, starring Don Cheadle as Miles Davis, who also directed that. So
and wrote it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So make sure that you guys tune in for that podcast. Yeah, that's coming up next. So looking forward to talking about that. That's going to be a fun show to do as well. But it is just about time for us to get out of here, sir.
All right. Well, you know where you can find us?
Where can you find us, Mariano?
I don't know, but if I did know, it'd probably be...